President Bush says, in essence, if North Korea wants to be part of the international community, it must live by the rules.
The North Koreans have made agreements with us in the past, and we expect them to keep their agreements. For example, agreements on test launches. I think it'd be in the world's interest to know what they're testing, what they intend to do on their test.
The president says it is worrisome that a non-transparent regime has announced it has nuclear warheads, and there are indications it may want to test a long-range missile capable of hitting the United States.
And so we've been working with our partners, particularly in that part of the world, to say to the North Koreans that this is not the way you conduct business in the world. This is not the way that peaceful nations conduct their affairs.
Mr. Bush makes specific mention of the role China has played in efforts to find a diplomatic solution to the North Korean nuclear dispute.
One of our strategies in North Korea has to make sure we include other countries as a part of our consortium to deal with this non-transparent regime. And China is an integral part of what we've called the six-party talks, and I am pleased that they're taking responsibility in dealing with the leader of North Korea. It's a very positive sign.
The president spoke at a press conference in Vienna following his talks with the leadership of the European Union. Earlier in the day, former South Korean President Kim Dae-jung announced he was canceling a goodwill trip to North Korea because of concerns Pyongyang may be about to conduct a long-range missile test. At the same time, South Korea warned it might reduce food aid to the North. North Korea, which contends it has the right to test and develop ballistic missiles, has been silent about the possibility of a test. However, satellite images have indicated plans for a launch are underway at a North Korean missile launch site. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, with the president in Vienna.